Your 18-month-old son Ken has been experiencing some symptoms that have caused concern. Over the past few days, he has had a high fever and developed a strange rash on his skin. His lips are cracked and painful, and you've noticed that his hands and feet appear to be swollen. Recently, one side of his neck has also shown signs of swelling. He has also grown very irritable. Because of this, you decide it's time to take your son to hospital. Hello and welcome to Anatomy of Illness. Today's episode is about Kawasaki disease. Before we get into the condition itself, we are going to start with the history, so why we know this condition exists. The history for Kawasaki disease is a little murky. There is a possibility for it to have been present in the pre-antibiotic era in cases of scarlet fever. But with the improvements in the treatment of bacterial infections, it has allowed for Kawasaki disease to be a diagnosable condition. Infantile periarteritis nodosa, or IPN for short, is currently considered the fatal form of Kawasaki disease and is now just called fatal Kawasaki disease. If you take this into account, there are earlier cases. A potential case from 1871 from St. Bartholomew's Hospital in London may be the earliest case of Kawasaki disease. The autopsy found coronary artery aneurysms. This is a disputed one though. Confirmed cases of IPN have been occurring as early as the 1930s in Western Europe and the Americas. However, we're going to start in January 1961 with Tomisaku Kawasaki seeing the first case of Kawasaki disease. In this case, the 4-year-old boy recovers spontaneously and leaves the hospital, discharged with a diagnosis unknown. In 1962, he sees his next cases and begins to suspect it as something that they have not seen before. He sees 5 more cases in this year and labels it as non-scarlet fever syndrome with desquamation, altogether totaling 7 cases. Scarlet fever is a condition normally caused by bacterial infections, causing high fever, sore throat, and a bright red rash covering most of the body. Desquamation essentially means skin peeling. He presents this at a meeting of the Chiba District Pediatric Group of the Japanese Pediatric Association. Chiba is a city in Japan not far from Tokyo. By 1964, Kawasaki had gathered 22 cases, changing the name to mucocutaneous ocular syndrome, MCOS for short. A quick breakdown of this name. Mucocutaneous meaning including both skin and mucous membranes. The mucous membranes are the inner lining of some organs and body cavities. Mucocutaneous areas include the mouth and eyes as well as some others. And ocular, meaning eye. Presenting this at the East Japan Chubu Pediatric Group annual meeting. Chubu being the central region of Japan's main island, Honshu. Even with the accumulation of cases, many physicians believe this was an atypical form of Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Stevens-Johnson syndrome is a rare condition that is a reaction to medication, leading to the top layer of skin dying and shedding. This can be fatal in some cases. In 1965, Dr. Noboru Tanaka, then head of the Department of Pathology in the Red Cross Hospital, performed an autopsy on a child previously diagnosed by Kawasaki as having MCOS. That name would later change to Kawasaki disease. The child had died suddenly and unexpectedly. At the autopsy, Dr. Tanaka found a coronary artery thrombosis. This is when a clot develops in one of the arteries feeding the heart. This blocks blood flow to that part of the heart. If unresolved, it can cause the part of the heart to die off or can cause death in general. This is normally incurable. You can technically be dead and brought back with CPR, but that's in cases of like a minute. A coronary artery thrombosis can also be called a myocardial infarction or a heart attack. It's got several names. Anyway, Dr. Tanaka becomes the first pathologist to realize just how serious and potentially fatal Kawasaki disease is. Most physicians rejected Tanaka's claims that there could be a fatal cardiac complication even with the autopsy evidence. At the urging of Dr. Fumio Kozaki, Dr. Kawasaki publishes a report in Japanese on this and 50 similar cases in 1967. Dr. Fumio Kozaki was the head of pediatrics at the time at the Red Cross Hospital. The article was published in an allergy journal to avoid conflict with the pediatric establishment that held the belief that it was not a new condition and not a unique condition. The first clinician to suspect cardiac involvement in non-fatal cases was the pediatrician Takajiro Yamamoto, head of the pediatrics department at St. Luke Hospital in Tokyo. Like Dr. Kawasaki, he had been gathering his own cases of Kawasaki disease. In December of 1966, one of his patients presented with the classic symptoms of KD and had a gallop rhythm associated with congestive heart failure. Normally, when listening to the heart, there are only two sounds. A gallop rhythm is when an additional sound occurs. Congestive heart failure is when the heart muscle is unable to efficiently pump blood to supply the rest of the body. In 1968, Yamamoto and colleagues published a paper about 23 cases where 11 had abnormalities on electrocardiogram, causing Yamamoto to believe cardiac involvement was a common feature. Electrocardiogram is an ECG or an EKG. This is a test that monitors the electrical activity in your heart. Due to the urging of Dr. Tanaka, in 1970, the Department of Epidemiology Chief at the Institute of Public Health in Tokyo, Dr. Isuzu Shigematsu and his colleagues had a nationwide questionnaire about cardiac complications in Kawasaki disease. With the extensive survey, both Dr. Tanaka and Dr. Yamamoto's suspicions have been confirmed. Cardiac involvement to the point of severe vasculitis as a part of the spectrum in KD. As a result of this survey, a nationwide report of 10 autopsies of children suffering from this condition, finding coronary artery aneurysms in these cases. Due to these autopsies, pathologists begin linking infantile periarteritis nodosa, a fatal condition, with Kawasaki disease. As stated before, infantile periarteritis nodosa is a no longer diagnosed condition, which is now just considered the fatal form of Kawasaki disease. In the early 1970s, at the Department of Pediatrics, University of Hawaii, Marion Malish, a pediatric infectious disease specialist, and Raquel Hicks, a pediatric rheumatologist, had been seeing cases of this condition, with no clue what it was. They saw photos from Japan in 1973 of Kawasaki disease and immediately contacted Dr. Kawasaki, as this had been the condition they had been seeing, and it had been recently described in Japan. This condition was now identified internationally. Also in 1973, at the Kao Kiolani Children's Hospital in Honolulu, Hawaii, pediatrics pathologist Dr. Eunice Larson and Dr. Benjamin Landing from Los Angeles Children's Hospital retrospectively diagnosed an autopsy case from 1971 on a 10-month-old Japanese-American as Kawasaki disease. Dr. Benjamin Landing was the pathologist-in-chief at Los Angeles Children's Hospital at the time and had just returned from a trip to Tokyo where he had learned about KD. Dr. Landing looked at the slides and saw the pathological changes typical in Kawasaki disease. In 1974, Tomosaku Kawasaki publishes a paper in English about those 50 patients. This would allow for more widespread recognition of Kawasaki disease. By the 1980s, every continent had seen a case of Kawasaki disease. In 2010, there was an interesting case of a man who was potentially diagnosed in his 80s with Kawasaki disease. However, a caveat to this, it was believed his condition onset was in the 1920s or 1930s. To understand why this is interesting, we need to head to the demographics. So, what is Kawasaki disease, and what is its demographics? Kawasaki disease is an inflammatory condition that attacks the arteries, so a form of vasculitis. It is thought to be caused by a viral or a bacterial infection. It most commonly affects children. Around 85% of the cases are children under 5, but it can occur in children older than this. However, this is less common, making this a childhood illness. The condition affects boys more than it does girls. The ratio is 1.5 boys to 1 girl. It is most prevalent in Japan, where it occurs 1 in every 65 children. In Hawaii, it occurs in about 50.4 per every 100,000 children. Cases of KD have been seen on every continent. In rarer cases, it can reoccur, about 2% reoccurrence rate. So why is it weird a man in his 80s was found with Kawasaki disease? It affects children. So why is he 80 with Kawasaki disease? It is likely that he had a milder form and it just was never picked up. It did end up in his arteries rather than just being the normal skin symptoms, but he is lucky to have lived that long with the aneurysms and no bursts. He's quite lucky. Anyway, if Kawasaki disease is caught early and treated early, there is a much greater chance of full recovery without any effect on the heart or coronary arteries. If catching it early and treating it early gives children a better chance, how do we test for it? Well, there is no specific test for Kawasaki disease. However, various tests may be done to assist with diagnosis. Various blood tests, including blood cultures, to test for bacteria or fungi. The ASOT test, anti-streptolysin O titer. Bit of a mouthful. A blood test that tests for the Streptococcus pyogenes bacteria. This bacteria causes rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, strep throat, and several not fun infections. C-reactive protein. Another blood test. This reveals the levels of inflammation. In Kawasaki disease, you can find CRP levels above 30 milligrams per liter. Not everyone will have this though. A complete blood panel. You may find anemia, less than 30 grams of albumin per liter, and increased platelets. These are some findings that have been prevalent, but does not occur in every case. There's several other blood tests that can be done to assist in the diagnostics. They may also run an electrocardiogram, which is an ECG or an EKG, to see if there's changes in the electrical patterns in the heart, and an echocardiogram, or an echo, to observe the structure of the heart. If this is a more severe case, you will see changes in the blood vessels. They may have aneurysms. There may be just the various changes that occur in Kawasaki disease, if it is more progressed or more severe. We will get right into the symptoms and disease presentation right after this little break. So, what are the symptoms of Kawasaki disease? Well, the child may have bloodshot eyes. They may have a really high and hard to control temperature. This happens in most of the cases. A red and irritated throat, severely cracked red lips. Your child may also have a thing called strawberry tongue. This is when certain buds on the tongue stand out, giving the look of seeds. With the redness, it kind of resembles a strawberry, giving it the name strawberry tongue. They may also have swelling of the soles of the feet and the palms of the hand. They may also have peeling of the skin on the palms and the soles. Other areas may peel, but these may be the areas you first notice. There will also be redness in these areas. Redness can present in a few areas, but these three symptoms may present altogether. There's a rash that can appear in a few different ways. The first being a flat rash with small bumps. Appearing red on light skin, on darker skin, you won't really see a color change. Or it can be red ring-like rashes. The center of this would be normal in most occasions. On some occasions, there can be a small dot of rash in the center looking almost target-like. This rash is less common in Kawasaki, but it can still occur. It can also be small red bumps that feel like sandpaper to touch. This one is a lot easier to miss on darker skin. There are many other types of rash that can appear, but they are rare. The most common is the first type of rash. But just because the other types of rash are less common doesn't mean they won't appear. Some people do just happen to have a rarer type of rash. There will also be swollen lymph nodes in some cases in the head and neck area. This normally only happens on one side. There may also be other symptoms like irritability, vomiting. Disease presentation. How does Kawasaki disease present to a doctor and what are the diagnostic criteria? There must be a fever present, not able to be easily controlled by measures like paracetamol or, if you're in America, acetaminophen. There are five other diagnostic criteria to be diagnosed. A child must meet four to be considered traditional Kawasaki. If they don't meet all four, they must meet some of the blood tests that I mentioned before, like the albumin, platelets, C-reactive protein, all that sort of thing. So the first of this diagnostic criteria is bilateral conjunctival injection. This is non-exudative or not leaking. The redness is likely to be throughout the whites of the eye. Essentially, conjunctivitis that does not produce. Two, changes to the mucous membranes of the upper respiratory tract. Injected pharynx, which is red, irritated pharynx. Injected fissured lips, which is red, severely cracked lips. Strawberry tongue. This is when the filiform papillae, which are the cone-shaped texture and sensation buds, disappear. And the fungiform papillae, the mushroom-shaped taste buds stay, leaving the seed appearance, with the reddish color giving rise to the name strawberry tongue. So a little bit of a breakdown. Filiform papillae are there for texture and touch. Fungiform papillae are there for taste. Texture and touch ones, not present. Taste ones, present. Three, polymorphous rash. This is normally maculopapular, which is flat and covered in small confluent bumps. These would be more likely to appear red on lighter skin. However, there can be other types of rashes to appear, such as annular. An annular skin rash is ring-like with a clearing in the middle. These have discrete margins. Occasionally in Kawasaki form, these rashes have a small dot of rash in the center, giving way to a target-like appearance. This is a less common rash in Kawasaki. Scarlatina form rash. This is why they would do the ASOT test, because this type of rash shows up when you have scarlet fever. This is an erythematous rash. These are sandpaper-like to touch, so it feels like you're touching sandpaper when you touch this rash. They are small red bumps. This one is easy to miss on dark skin. There are other rashes that can appear, but they are rare. Four, changes to the extremities. These are normally peripheral edema, which is swelling commonly found on the soles of the feet and the palms of the hands. Peripheral erythema, which is redness of the palms and the soles most commonly. Periungual desquamation, peeling of the palms and soles. Other areas also can peel. 5. cervical adenopathy, also known as lymph adenopathy, normally unilateral, so on one side. If coronary artery abnormalities are present, a diagnosis can be made with less than 4 of these symptoms. There may also be other symptoms present that are not diagnostic. This includes irritability and aseptic meningitis, abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, gallbladder high drops. This is when the gallbladder is distended by clear fluid, like water, arthralgia and arthritis. These are joint pain without swelling and with swelling. Dysuria, which is discomfort when urinating. So, how do we treat Kawasaki disease? Most of these medications are based on weight, as this is a pediatric condition and you're using pediatric medicines. Aspirin. This is administered orally until normal echocardiogram, which is the heart scan, or otherwise advised. Normally, you do not give children aspirin, but this is a condition where it is recommended. Intravenous immunoglobulin, also known as IVIG. This is normally only used within the first 10 days. It can be used after the first 10 days, but only is really helpful if there's a fever or some sign of inflammation. Corticosteroids. Steroids aren't often used and can't be combined with the use of aspirin. There are also many times when you can't use them, so they're contraindicated in many cases. Where would I find this in the media? Backstreet Boy Brian Littrell's son, Bailey, had Kawasaki disease back in 2008. As this was a while ago, there's not much on it in the media now. Jet Travolta, son of John Travolta, also had Kawasaki disease at age 2. This was also quite some time ago. If you would like to watch an episode of a medical drama, Grey's Anatomy Season 9, Episode 19, Can't Fight This Feeling. This episode has Sarah Chalke, who you might have seen previously on Scrubs. Her son actually had Kawasaki disease, which caused her to get in touch with the Grey's Anatomy writers and make this episode. Another little fun bit of trivia. One of the triplets they cast to play her son had Kawasaki disease the year prior. If you would like to check out a foundation, there is the Kawasaki Disease Foundation Australia. This foundation has many great resources from both doctors and families that have experience with Kawasaki's disease. This will be the first link after our website. There is also the Kawasaki Disease Foundation in America, which also has a lot of great resources. This will be the second link after our website, and Kawasaki Disease UK. If you're in the UK and would like to learn more about this condition, this will be the third link after our website. If you want to check out the sources, social media links, or any other links, you can head to anatomyofillness.com. If you've enjoyed this episode and would like to hear more, subscribe to be notified about our latest episodes. If you have any ideas for any upcoming episodes, you can contact us on Instagram. Otherwise, stick around for the next episode.